If you're wondering when the ladies give testimony, you may want to tune in on Friday nights. I think that what has been going on Friday nights has been rather effective. I've listened to the young ladies and women who give their testimony, and I'm shocked. So while we here at Good Tidings, you hear the men, you tune in on Friday and you will hear the women. Now, as I said before, the brethren thought it was wise to have testimony on a fifth Sunday. Brother Cato, who one of our elders, emeritus, he always asked me, says, what happened to testimony on the fifth Sunday? So we decided to do it. I think it's very effective. And please remember, on the fifth Sundays, we're going to have testimonies. Now, you don't need much preaching, do you? Everything has been said. I give my life to Jesus and ask him to use me. There's a question. What is a missionary, or who is a missionary? We learn as we grew up in the assembly, a missionary is one who has given themselves from secular responsibilities, and we also call them full-time workers. They tend to serve the Lord full-time. And so that's the way we understand a missionary. Now, in our midst today, there is a missionary, and I'm going to introduce you to that person. A missionary is one who is on a mission. A missionary is one who's on a, as a missionary is one who's on a mission. I'm not going to go into all of this because I think time is gone, but I just want to say this. When Jesus was on earth, he did what the Father required, and that is he lived a life of purity and sinlessness. He preached and taught about the kingdom of God and the fact that you have to be born again in order to be in heaven. Time came when they took him and they crucified him, put him in a tomb. And even his disciples, they thought this was the end. This Jesus who was teaching about the kingdom and about heaven and righteousness, it's over. But he told them, he says, I'm going to die. And after 3 days, I'm going to raise again. The disciples who saw all the miracles that he did, they did not believe. So, mission is a continuation of the gospel message that Jesus preached. In Acts, it tells us that he was caught up into heaven, and he asked his disciples that they would preach the gospel and make disciples of men. So the question is, what is the message that the disciples were to preach? What is the message? The message is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures and was raised again for our justification. So everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ has this message to deliver. He says, I'm going to the Father but you're going to continue the message that I began. So a missionary is one who is going to continue the message that Jesus came and delivered. In Luke chapter 19, we read that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save those who were lost. And he did the preaching, and then he went up to heaven. And so he left our responsibility with disciples and, of course, to us. Now, one of the things that Jesus did was, in having the message to be delivered by the apostles and by us, they thought he was dead. And they thought that it was over. So how are you going to preach a gospel about Jesus Christ if he's dead? And so the Bible tells us that Jesus manifested himself to his disciples on numerous occasions. They saw him. They touched him. And so now I think that message that Jesus was going to preached and wanted them to preach is now validated by the fact that they saw him after his death. Now, it's one thing to have a message. It's one thing to be able to say, I'm going to tell about Jesus who was raised from the dead. But there's something you need in order to do that. And that is the power of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus told his disciples, he said, listen, you go to Jerusalem and you wait. And we all know the verse, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you're going to be my missionary in Judea, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the earth. So here we have the message. We have the manifestation of the Lord Jesus to his disciples and to us. Incidentally, there's a question that I would like to ask you. The apostles saw Jesus after his resurrection. The question is, have you seen him? Have you, who have expressed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, have you ever seen Jesus? This morning, we had our breaking of bread service when we remember the Lord Jesus. And of course, you know, many people say, well, I went to church today and I saw Brother Jerry, I saw Brother Allwood and his lovely wife, Sister Avia, I saw them. And so the question was, but who did you see? I said, I just told you. I said, but did you see Jesus? Ah. And many of us come to the breaking of bread service and never saw Jesus. Incidentally, if you ask me, we see him by faith, not by sight. So, mission. Mission is to witness. And the Lord didn't call theologians, he didn't call wise men, he didn't call preachers and teachers, he called you. And I, who've been born again, you are a missionary. And so if you want to meet that missionary that's here today, that special missionary, that person is you. All of us who've been born again, we are witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to continue the message of salvation. Sad to say, Christ's message must be preached until he comes again. And it's sad to say, many of us have not done it. Yes, you have your brothers and sisters and family. You have friends. Have you ever told someone about Jesus Christ and his love and the fact that he can save them from their sin? Remember, people are dying in sin. We have the gospel, the good news. As missionaries, we need to tell them about the fact that they can be saved from going to hell and to go to heaven. I met a person and he says, when I die, I'm going to heaven. And I said to him, how are you going to get there? He says, I'm going. You can't go to heaven. You need a ride. And that ride is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, no man can come to the Father except through me. And there are many people who's trying to go to heaven another way. Friends, if you're here today, you can't go to heaven unless you go through Jesus. So, I call a missionary one who live it and tell it. Live it and tell it. And one of the problems why we don't tell it is because we don't live it. So, I'm finished. Jesus saved you. And the responsibility you have is to be a missionary. And on this fifth Sunday, as we celebrate Missionary Sunday, it's a responsibility of you and I, if you haven't started, to become missionary. One who is on a mission to tell others about their need of salvation. We thank those who gave their testimonies. Thank the, I'm going to try and pronounce it, Lacatina's family for their testimony and song. In fact, whatever you do is a testimony, a witness for the Lord Jesus. Whether you sing, testify, preach, and live, you're witnessing for the Lord. May we be energized. Maybe we energize and be reminded that you're a missionary. You don't go to South Africa, right in Jerusalem, right at home. You're a missionary. May the Lord help you to be that missionary that continues the message of the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes. Amen.